Hey there. Just a heads up, this is a podcast for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff. Think spicy language, mature topics, and themes your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
This is what happened. You didn't use a condom and tried to lie about it. Number two, what did I make it mean? I made it mean that the sex was so good and you were so lost in the moment. You chose her experience and your experience over my safety. Number three, I need to feel like honesty between us and my safety are priorities for you. And what is my request? I need you to tell her in your own time that this was a mistake and that you will use condoms in any future play experiences together.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like.
So, you guys feel good to share?
Yep.
Sure. All right. So, who did we start with last time? Was that you, Anna? Okay, we'll start with you, Aiden, this time. So, what happened? What you made it mean? What it is that you need to feel or be or do? And a request. Go ahead. Well, and speak to Anna, please.
As it relates to this last week, I spent a lot of effort communicating and reassuring and doing everything I could to explain my feelings, where I was coming from, my perspective, my feelings for you, my feelings about this other woman, but it never landed. I felt like you made assumptions about my motivations, my being sneaky or whatever. And so I was unable really to comfort you because I found I was defending myself from the things you were assuming that I was doing or thinking and not really listening to me and what I was saying and believing it to be true. And what I make it mean is that you'll never understand what I'm saying and that you'll make decisions based on your gut impulsively and that those decisions could be final. And that's what I'm scared of. You're in love with this woman, therefore I'm going to go meet someone and make this as good as or better than us. You know, that's just the fear in my mind. It's not real, but it's there. What I need to feel safe is to be believed, to be trusted, to protect us, that nothing else matters in my life. You're the most important thing to me in my entire life. And to work from there. We have a thing we say on the pod that is trust the bond. And I think when things were easy, that's easy to do. And we've been doing that. We said it very recently, I think, is trust the bond. We're advising our listeners, trust the bond, and yet we're not. And so that's what I need to feel safe. And then my request is when I express thoughts and feelings that you trust them and that you believe them until proven otherwise, which will never happen. It's really about listening and believing and understanding my motivations and what I really want. And I'm free to share that whenever you ask.
Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. That would be really frustrating not to be believed.
Yeah.
I know you want me to feel better. And you're doing all you can to do that. And I'm just like, no, but my body is actually telling me the other thing. And I'm going to believe that instead. Yeah. That's the crazy part of winning. Yeah.
Can I go back to my list of things I love about her? And it was her response just then. I love that about you. You basically just restated what I was saying. And I do believe you can make changes like that because you're really good about that. You're like, oh, I'm feeling differently about this. And then that's the way it goes. I don't think it's something you'll belabor forever. And you're just such a great learner. And it applies to your work and learning about us. And then a adopting that. I have a lot more trouble doing that. I take slower to process. And my learning comes from a long time of being immersed in something, but when you capture things, you really learn them well and able to digest them easily. So I love that.
I have to process amazingly fast.
I don't know about that.
I got that.
But that was a really, really beautiful share. And I loved the way you reflected back to him, that empathy of like, yeah, that would be really frustrating. That I listen to the fear in my body rather than trusting you.
Yeah.
And it's not so easy to just believe, but it's a choice. And with awareness, your body isn't always accurate, right? Your body's afraid and programmed. You don't have to accept that. You can listen and feel it and then say, hey, what's an alternative? Here's my partner who loves me, who's rock solid and rock hard.
Yes, he is.
And that is also evidence. So you've got this strong body at supposed evidence, and then you've got this actual person in front of you. And you can actually choose to put your belief and your focus on that reality instead of the scary body reality. That is a choice that you can gradually make and strengthen and believe.
That sounds really great.
You just did it now by empathizing, by saying, wow, that would be frustrating to not be believed because my body's telling me something. Your body is often right, but not always, because your body is programmed and you are choosing to go against that programming. And it's a slow de-armoring, deprogramming process. Until proven otherwise, you know, this partner has given you so much reason to trust him and believe him, right? With a few little small digressions, but the overall pattern is like, he is so into you and he's your person. And both of you have clearly stated that you don't want anything other than each other as the top priority, right? Okay, that was great. Thank you for sharing that. This is what I heard. You have spent time reassuring. That's the facts. What you believe is that it didn't land. Anna made assumptions that weren't in everyone's best interest. You couldn't be helpful to her. And you're worried that she makes these final gut decisions that are not what you both want. And you want her to believe you and trust the bond. And your request is that she believe you. Can you be just a little bit more specific? Is there something she can consciously apply and do?
Yeah, when I express my thoughts and feelings, to trust them and to understand where they're coming from and believe them to be true from me.
And if she's having trouble with that trust, is there something she can think or do to help gain the trust?
Like I said, trust the bond. Like, this is something that is so important to both of us in our lives. It's the most important thing we're doing. And to trust that over what her body might be telling her, or what some thing might have indicated to her, like, just to trust it. And I know that's a lot to ask of anyone, but I think we've earned that with each other. You know, everyone say, yeah, just trust me. But in this case, that's what I need, because that will help, I think, guide our conversation so that I feel heard. And I feel like she accepts that, rather than, okay, yeah, I get that. But anyway, you know,
yeah,
I still feel this way and this thing happened, and bringing up something that we've already settled again because it's scaring her in her body, that makes me think she never heard it the first time. So maybe thinking about that. And if it's an issue that keeps coming up, we need to talk about it. I feel like maybe you can give us a tool for that. Like, I feel like when you say this, this is what you mean. And if I say, well, that's not what I meant is this, or, you know, why did you not use a condom? And my reason was, we're in the middle of a playroom and it's all of a sudden happening, which I didn't really expect. And there wasn't anything around and I was worried I'd lose my dick and I wouldn't be able to perform, and it was all there. Not a good enough excuse, but that was the environment, the things that were happening. She interpreted that as, you were so into her and so excited by everything. You loved her so much that you just wanted the ecstasy of this non-condom barrier feeling. And that was not at all what it was. It was, oh my God, where do I find one now? I was not prepared. That's a big difference of perception right there.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know how I could be so excited about the sex I'm having when I haven't had it yet. You know, like, it was, you're having such great sex that you didn't use a condom. Well, we weren't having sex yet when I decided not to use a condom.
To me, sex is not just intercourse. It's the whole entire thing from foreplay to, and what I imagine in my head is that it was extremely passionate. And then she's like, I want you inside me right now. And it's super urgent and it's so hot and he feels so wanted and she's wet and he's hard. And at that point, that is way more important than my personal safety. And that
Right, but
I
you see
was.
that you see the difference in the perception there. That's what I was
Yes.
pointing out. My perception was completely different. It was
Yeah.
absent-mindedness and stupidity, not intent to have this passionate thing, right? So there's a gap there. And
Yeah.
I want to be believed, right? And even if it is what she's saying, so what?
Look at each other, talk to each other. This is
I
important.
mean, yeah, I think in this case, it probably is more like what I think. I'm not so super crazy in that that's probably what happened. And I think that's probably hard for you to tell me. But if it's not, maybe this can be one of those things where I just agree to believe you. But my feelings about what probably led up to not using the condom is probably the most likely thing. I think that's why most guys, if they mean to use them and don't use them, it's because it's so fucking hot. They don't want to fuck it up.
So this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay,
That's what I'm talking about.
yeah, go ahead.
Most guys don't use condoms because of it's in the moment and they have performance anxiety. When I talk to men, they don't like them because putting it on interrupts the moment. It shields any
Yeah.
extra sensation or whatever. They just don't like condoms. I'm fine with condoms generally. I mean, I've never had a problem with them ever. And in this case, I would have had no problem putting it on had the moment not taken off and me not having one and being in this crowded playroom. And yeah, it was a mistake. And it was an educated guess based on her past history and my past history, but it was a mistake. I apologize. Repeated apologies. But that to me does not equal passionate love for this woman. So that's where I want to go. This is my experience. You're guessing what my experience was and then making it fact for you. My request is that you believe my experience when I tell you and understand it and integrate it. And I don't know how else to do that.
And even if it was to say hypothetically that it was a combination of both of those. Right? It was momentary, like situational practicality, and there was some turn on. Let's go back to this idea of trusting the bond. Does it matter if he was like physically ready to fuck somebody in that moment?
No, I mean, I assume he was. What I would like to feel is that no matter what his level of physical arousal for someone, that my physical safety still comes before that. And that's where I did not feel.
Yeah. So that's a good one to make a request around.
Right.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Beautiful. Should we do it?
let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So talk to each other. This is a
Okay.
conversation between you guys. Go ahead.
This is what happened. You didn't use a condom and tried to lie about it. Number two, what did I make it mean? I made it mean that the sex was so good and you were so lost in the moment. You chose her experience and your experience over my safety. Number three, what do I need? I need to feel like honesty between us. And my safety are priorities for you. And what is my request? I need you to tell her in your own time that this was a mistake and that you will use condoms in any future play experiences together. That's it.
Look at each other. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Aiden, what did you hear?
I heard everything she just said. Yeah, I mean, I've said this in the beginning. It was a mistake. I apologize. Apologize again. Apologize again. It was dumb. And it won't happen again. It will not happen again. If I'm going to not be hard, I'm not be hard. And then we'll just not do anything. That's fine with me. I don't care. This was my first experience. First experience in a playroom, first experience public, someone else. Not that that's an excuse, but it just won't happen again.
I believe you.
Yeah, I know you do.
And if there's a separate conversation we want to have about condoms, if he
Yeah.
just doesn't want to use them for whatever reason, then that's a whole other
Yeah. Case by case.
Yeah.
They
Something
might
like that.
be. But
Yeah.
Aiden, what was Anna's specific request there besides not doing this again?
That I tell Jasmine that I just use condoms always. That's the way I play. That was what I heard.
I need you to tell her in your own time that it was a mistake and that you will use condoms in
Yeah,
any
that's
future
easy.
play experiences
That's easy.
together. Okay.
Call right now.
No, in your own time is fine.
Let's bring her into the session. No, I'm
She's
kidding. Yeah.
may not be safe for her right now.
At least,
I fear for
yeah.
her physical
Yeah,
safety.
as long as she's on Zoom, it's fine.
Okay, great. So does that feel doable and Does that feel like you can kind of rest with that a little bit?
100%.
Because these situations do come up, right? You need to both be able to regain full trust and feel safe, knowing that these shaky decisions might happen again. Maybe not the condom thing, because it feels like you guys have some good clarity and certainty around that. But something else might come up as you keep tiptoeing deeper into these waters, right? Other t situations, other temptations. And it might not be perfect. Again, there might be mistakes. So, what the goal is trusting each other to get through it together, knowing that your union is the top priority, right? As long as that is the grounded, underlying, foundational feeling, you can know that these mishaps are going to happen, different types of mishaps, and you can come back to this place of security with each other, right? Can you guys write down some ways of how you want to approach future challenges when they happen? And let's put these into two columns. And this is a generative process. You can write down as many as you want. Two columns. One is ways I can show up if there's a mistake made by my partner or by me, and ways I would like my partner to show up. So is that instruction clear? This is a kind of a safeguarding, it's a process around future mistakes, which will happen, or future things that feel challenging. When they happen, what are some ways I can show up? What are some ways I would like my partner to show up to get over the mistake and get back to a place of trust and security with each other?
Okay. So when a mistake is made, ways I can show up to you. Hugs, always the first thing. Can be there with you physically. Like the other night when you started to tell me what was going on, I was like, I got to come over.
Yeah.
When it was really late, it was like midnight. It's like I had to go. So got out of bed, went over there. I think that was really important to show up for you that way. I need to own it, whatever the mistake was. I need to tell the truth about it. I need to be honest about my feelings, whether they're potentially painful or not. We just need to talk about how I feel. That's how I can show up for you, is to really not hide it. During our breakup, I used to just keep everything inside because I just did not trust, and everything stayed inside for weeks. It was very destructive. So being able to be honest about my feelings. And I need to ask you for what you need in the moment, outside the moment, later, now. In the past, I need to listen. I need to listen again. I need to listen again. Not be defensive. Not protect myself by saying, well, what about this? And what I have here, be love and make her feel safe. So, giving her safety, I think, is really important to that. Ways for her to show up. I would like for you to receive me, receive my hugs, my physical presence. To hear me, accept any apologies I need to make. Let me share with you and take it in. Ask me for what I need. Listen again. I need to know that you're not going to make impulsive decisions based on that moment because that's scary for me. And to show up in love, to not run away when the feelings hit. She tried the other night and I wouldn't let her. So she stayed and it was really helpful for us that she was already dressed and out the door. So that was really helpful to just stay and work it out. And that led to good things. So.
That's really good. Mine is,
Before we hear yours, I want to hear what you, any feedback you have on his, and I want to throw in a few details based on the conversation we've had too.
Okay. You're right on how you can show up for me. The hugs, the physical presence, that was huge. Like I was just over at my house, being silent, afraid to burden you. And when we finally talked and you realized I needed to feel chosen by you, I was not in a position where I could ask for what I wanted because I felt like I was too much. I really struggle with that, just feeling like too much. So the fact that you proactively were like, no, this is important and I'm coming over, made me feel chosen and important to you. And that was really huge. And I really appreciate it. And I know it was late, and I'm going to try not to do that in the future. Owning your mistakes, you're great about that. You immediately admitted it when I called you on the lie. Like, you didn't try to dig in and be like, no, it really was. Like, you saw me, right? And you didn't like double down on the lie. You were like, yeah, I totally didn't. And I appreciate that. Tell the truth. That's so important to me, that we just tell each other the truth. Honest about feelings, not hiding your ick feelings when you have them, like your sinking feeling or your concerns, like, where is this going? Is this going to make us less close? Asking me for what I need. Yes, that's really helpful. Listening, not being defensive. You're great about that. I think we're both so much better about being defensive. Mm-hmm. We were so defensive when we were broken up. That was a huge issue. We just weren't.
We were defending ourselves.
We were not connecting. We were not being empathetic. We weren't just in a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. With evidence. And I love the be love and make her feel safe. That's all you can do. And then on my part, I've talked about really believing you, or if I feel in my body that I don't believe you, to try to make that distinction of like, listen, thank you for saying that. I really do believe you, but my body is just doing its own thing right now, but that's not your fault. And you don't need to do anything about it. You've done all you can do. And that what you want from me is to receive you and his hugs. You want to be heard. You want your apologies to be accepted. You want me to let you share. You want me to ask you for what you need, listen. And you don't want me making impulsive decisions or running away.
That's correct.
Amazing. So good, guys. Yeah, I'm going to add a few details. This ties back to some of the stuff we already talked about. You had mentioned, Anna, that you want Aiden to be curious and really dive into when you're struggling. Like, you want him to go there with you and to show the curiosity and ask questions and kind of get it out of you almost. Does that feel accurate? Because you otherwise won't hold it together.
It was a specific moment in episode 50 when we were talking about the party. I was talking about the feelings I was having in my body, and I said, babe, I'm sure that what I'm imagining in my head that you guys did, had this amazing experience, is probably way worse than what actually happened between you. And then there is just silence. What I needed from him in that point was to say, you're right, babe. Whatever you were imagining in your head is nothing like I experienced. In fact, the sex with her was just okay. Like, this is bullshit, but that's what I would love to hear.
True, but
in fact, so I got no reassurance. So literally it's a palpable silence in the recording. So when I got that silence, I was like, oh, that means, this is what I made it mean. Mm-hmm. That means I'm not wrong in what I'm feeling in my body. Mm-hmm. He's not challenging it. It must be the best sex of his life. The most amazing, the most passionate.
That was an opportunity missed. And I can tell you, I listened to that again and I heard that silence. I remember we had the silence. I was like, that was a weird silence. I even said, wow, weird silence. I think I was somewhere else in my head at that point.
Maybe.
I was so digesting everything else.
Yeah.
I'm like, it wasn't an overt, like, tell me exactly this, but it certainly wasn't, I just can't tell you because I'm so in love with her. I mean, like, it wasn't that. It was just, I was in my head. It was on the podcast. And
yeah.
I'm not quite as sharp as Anna is. And so sometimes mine.
It was an unfortunate pause.
Badly
timed pause.
I guess I have the answer here.
And then, but if you'd have repeated it, I'd be like, wait a minute. No, of course not. You know, like,
yeah.
So, but I could see how that could be true. So unfortunate pause, yes. And I can't guarantee I won't ever do that again, but it certainly wouldn't be for the reasons that you think. So,
yeah. Well, here you are now trying to feel believed, but.
Right. I do this to myself, I'm sure.
But, and I do believe you. I know there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah,
there's always alternative explanations. And just to come back to the bond, you have so much evidence for this beautiful bond between you that supersedes everything. That's mm-hmm. the key thing. You guys have proven to each other that you both want each other more than anything. Mm-hmm. You both fear losing each other. Like, there are probably alternative explanations to the worst case your head is creating and your body wants to tell you.
It's helpful that I've said this many times, but and I've said this again this weekend, said it on the podcast. If everything about what we're doing goes away, I'm not going anywhere. This whole lifestyle and experience we're in is not our identity. It's not my identity. Oh. It's a fun thing, sugar candy on the side. It has nothing to do with us. Other than this is the lifestyle that we've chosen. This is the way we want to live, is open, deep. Mm-hmm. And the deep stuff leaves if there's something else getting at that. So mm-hmm. my goals are a deep, loving relationship with you that's accentuated by other people, which keeps it deep and loving. And it's the whole theme of our podcast, is that this model that we're in is deepening our connection.
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to teach people. That's what we're trying to live. Mm-hmm. And the moment it doesn't, I'm done. I don't have to do this anymore. Now, we're going to go through hard times and we're going to do this. It's happened to you, Chloe, recently, I think you said, with Michelle. And it will never end. It's part of living this model, that to deprogram and get rid of this programming, you have to go through these things. You have to feel it and know it. So I think we both think this is all a positive right now, what we're going through.
Totally.
And I think that's a really healthy thing to know, is that we're not going, oh, I just can't do this anymore. I can't ever see you with anyone else. I'm not going to tell her that. It's a choice we've made, and it's been nothing but beneficial for us. It's brought us far deeper than if we had stayed monogamous. Far deeper.
Right.
And we talk about this all the time on the show, that the benefits far outweigh these uncomfortable times. But I'm ready to do it. I mean, I said, as long as we live openly and with the same trust and deepening communication, we don't have to have sex with anybody. We like that. It's kind of fun for us. It's exciting. It's a spark, but it's not necessary for us. And so I think that's really important too, to communicate to you.
That's really well said. Yeah. And I feel the same way.
Yeah. I know you do.
Yeah. Neither one of us wants to stop doing this. Yeah. I don't think there's any of that. Like, I could never go back. Like, when I sent you my three things that I was like, why I want to do this, bodily autonomy was one of them. Just as a woman, no man is ever going to be like, you're my property ever again. I'm never going back to that paradigm. There's the feminist in me that never.
Except once in a while.
Except for, yeah, well, if we're playing around, I mean, that's the game we're playing.
I have those right here. So, Anna, yours are authenticity, bodily autonomy, and a constant renewed NRE with Aiden. Those are the three reasons you came up with in choosing this, right? And then Aiden, you said freedom, deepening our bond, and fun. And those are great reasons to do this and to accept the uncomfortable growth bumpy parts, right? Which, by the way, there's uncomfortable growth and bumpy parts in monogamy too.
Yeah.
And more pressure to lie, actually, when you follow that path. With this path, there's really more pressure to be honest, because that's the only way to really do this. You know, if you don't, then you're not really doing this. You're doing something else, right?
What is it you said? You said choose your hard.
Yeah, choose your hard. They're both hard. They're both going to have hard elements. Which one do you choose? Which one is going to give you more of the freedom, deepened bond, fun, authenticity, body autonomy, and constant excitement with each other? Probably this, right?
Yeah.
And those three things, and you can add more, but those things, to me, I think of those as a compass. And my choices and the struggles, if it's in service to that, then it's good. This challenge is good because it's in service to that. It's in service to feeling free. And it is deepening our bond. It's making us have conversations and get clear on things and heal wounds and face things that might otherwise not surface cleanly and be talked through if we didn't have this way of showing them up and a commitment to talking them through.
Yep.
Okay, so Anna, you ready to share your list?
Yeah. So ways I can show up if a mistake is made by me or my partner. I can listen and believe him. If my body doesn't believe him or it's making up stories, I can just tell him that.
Tell him. Talk to him.
Like, I do believe you. I could just tell you that. I do believe you, but my body is still catching up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really believe what my body is making this mean, except in the case of the condom. I did actually believe that, but that's okay. I still believe it, but that's okay. But also, we have had this before where it's like, we can just agree to disagree and it's not important enough for me to die on that hill. So I'd prefer to just
let it go.
Take a leap of faith and believe him and just let it go. Ways my partner can show up when mistakes happen to get back to a place of trust and security with each other. Reassure me that I'm important. Actions mean more than words here. Speak about me to other partners respectfully and show a united front. And I didn't really get much past that, but I'm glad I didn't, because it would be repetitive of all the things you said, like the hugs, the physical presence, like the owning mistakes, not being defensive. All of that is just huge. All the things you said, you know better than I do what I need. And you did a better job of listing it and making me feel safe and tell me all the bad things about the other women too. So that really helps me feel safe. So that would be helpful. even though I'm kind of kidding, but I'm kind of not. And it's funny because that's what I've done without even realizing it about any experiences that I've had with other guys. Like, that's the first thing I tell him. I just itemize all the ways, not even close.
And I know it, and I don't believe it because she's telling me that for the reason. To a point, I see it as a technique when you've done it in the past.
You see it as manipulation.
I've seen it as manipulation and a technique.
Telling you the
like,
truth.
Hey, I go, how'd it go? It was okay. To me, it's honest, but it feels a little over. I know you had a good time. I know you enjoyed it. You enjoyed more than maybe the sex. You enjoyed the experience of doing it, of going out and meeting a man in the wild, bringing him to your hotel room. That's hot. That's a fantasy. So I get that. I'm sure it helped me process it that you did that. But, and I had plenty of negative from my experience that I ultimately decided to share to you naturally. And you're like, that's what I need to hear. wait.
It's so much better now.
Oh, wait. And then also this.
Believed too about my experience.
Right. No, I believe you. I believe you. But
that my experiences are way better than they were and that I'm downplaying. I think you've said multiple times you worry that I downplay, which I don't. I tell you the truth up front, which is that it was fine, not as good as you.
That's saying I don't believe you. I believe that. You told me. But at the time, that to me felt manipulative. So I get it. You're doing it, but I'm just telling you how I received it.
It was just what I would have wanted.
Well, it's what you would have wanted, right?
Are you welcoming Anna to just tell you about the experience without having to do that?
Of course. Yeah. And she did. She told me all the experience.
I mean, he had the video.
And I did have the video. and I'm glad to have it. But I think that you do have a history with me of downplaying, omitting. I'm not saying you do it now. I'm just saying there's a history there that I have not.
When?
Oh, our breakup, before the breakup. I mean, you don't want to hurt my feelings.
Okay, the
and
breakup.
It's a good thing.
Post breakup, though, since we gotten into the lifestyle, when have I downplayed something?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying this is my experience with you. It's not a bad one. It's not a terrible one. And it's not even recent. It's not even a feeling that I continually have. But you are very conscious of my experience and you don't want to hurt my feelings and you don't want me to make, there's a little bit of a control element in telling me things to get me to think of a certain thing.
Do you think this is what you're making this mean?
No, I'm just saying my interpretation of it in the past has been that.
Because I would like to be believed also.
Right, of course. Yeah, I believe you. It's just, I don't.
To me, I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
I am prioritizing things that I know would make me feel better. So I'm putting those
right.
up front and center just because I'm trying to emotionally take care of you the
trying
way I would
to
want
to. Take care
to
of me and trying to tell me something is different than it coming out naturally. We're splitting hairs because it really isn't important. You're telling me the things, I appreciate them. I don't know, Chloe, do you have some advice for us on this?
But do you believe what I'm telling you
yes,
is
I believe,
true?
Yes, I absolutely believe you.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm not downplaying my experience. Like,
right.
My experiences with other guys, they just haven't been as good as they're
right.
with you. They just, I'm not
same
making,
with
I'm
mine.
Not making that up.
But it's the same with mine.
Great.
It's the same with mine.
Okay. So let's
right.
believe each other.
Okay.
Great.
Chime
you
in,
did
Chloe.
Something interesting just now, though, that I think is worth repeating is that you're doing that for him because that's how you would like to be comforted. So she's doing it from a place of like, this is what works for me and I want to do that for you, but you don't need that as much as she does. They're sort of downplaying the other person. So if you know that about Aiden, you can just tell the story and bring those things up as they are relevant. You don't have to lead with that or whatever if he doesn't want that.
Or so, if it feels manipulative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't sound like Anna's trying to be manipulative. She's trying to comfort you the way she would want to be comforted. But you
yeah,
guys
that
have
makes
slightly
sense.
Different needs. So you
that
can adjust. Yeah.
And I wasn't comforting her in the way that she wanted to be comforted, which was for me to do the same thing. So I've learned that.
Right.
I need to do what she's doing.
Right.
I don't necessarily
right.
need to receive it that way.
Yes.
So, and
exactly.
that's a learning experience for us. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And all of this might change as well.
Yeah. Right.
But right now, this is what feels comforting, and you can request this of each other. Basically, you're just flipping the style.
Right.
It's like speak to them in their love language, not yours, right?
Yes.
Same
thing.
But I'd still take that information. It was good information to have that she wasn't that into him or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the negatives are.
Yeah. And again, just be generous. Give each other the benefit of the doubt and choose to believe each other and acknowledge the body sensations, but they're not fact. So these are the top kind of recommendations I have after everything that we've said. The top thing I would recommend is when things feel icky, go to those sensations, use your breath, use your focus on sensation that stops the head scrambling. And that's the best way to process emotions. That's number one. Number two is when you talk, try and use the nonviolent communication protocol. I'm going to write this up and send this to you. You can also take notes. That's helpful to remember it. But nonviolent communication is just the facts, then the story that you made, what your need is, and a specific request. Could, not should is a really good one, especially for Anna. But you put a lot of pressure on yourself. There's a lot of like, don't take this badly, but there's a lot of sort of anxious control, and you can relax that. Give yourself permission to relax that a little bit if you can, because you deserve to just soften and let some things be out of control. It's okay. You guys are strong enough for that to be there. The world is not going to fall apart. You're not going to lose your love. So just a little bit of messiness is okay. You don't have to should anything. Another thing that I love that I learned years ago is just to add, and I like it, at the end of a yucky, uncomfortable thought. Oh, I'm feeling really jealous. I hate Jasmine, and I like it. Why do you like it? Because it's teaching you something, right? It's an opportunity to get through something that's painful. And there's a root to that wound. It's like, oh, I like this. I have a chance to heal something here. I have a chance to learn something. I have a chance to be closer with my partner through this.
That actually has been what's worked for me with her separately. And I've been able to channel it into a sexual turn on, but also just like, what have we learned? What have I learned about myself? Where have I been not being the best I could be? Where could I tell her more when I was holding it in? Where could I make her understand my feelings so that she's aware of it? I think my holding it in this whole time kind of made it more of a surprise for her that she had those feelings too. So it probably wasn't helpful for her that I wasn't sharing that. We went through a lot of that, talked about, she was very surprised. And I was like, of course, you know, talked about it on the podcast, talked about it with her about how I felt, but it wasn't probably as deep. I'm just not really good at sharing. I hold it in and I look for evidence and data points, and it's what broke us up in the first place. So and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be as open and just blah, like put it all out there and just chips will fall where they may kind of thing.
Yeah, you want that, and you want to be allowed to help, is what I heard earlier. And she wants you to be curious and go into those uncomfortable feelings when she brings them up, which is really the same thing, right? You want to help, and she wants to be helped. And she wants to hold it together, and you hold stuff in. So just let each other support each other, right? Just go there with curiosity, with empathy. A really good technique is just to listen without interruption, and to reflect back what you hear without responding to it. Did you find that helpful today?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
You did it several times in the exercises. And she does that a lot anyway. When we're both like soberly talking about something, she'll say, so what I'm hearing is this. And I'll be like, yes, that's exactly what I meant. Or and that's not what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. Because it helps you feel heard, right? When someone just tells you what you said back to you, instead of responding to it from their emotional place, right? Defending themselves or whatever. Literally just reflect back what you heard. It's so powerful. It's so simple. You're not adding anything. You're just letting the person feel heard. And it gives it a bit of a buffer, right? Between the back and forth and the my side and your side. It just creates a little bit of spaciousness to reflect back what you hear. Great. And then the other thing, support, is to always acknowledge feelings first and validate feelings before offering solutions. So if someone is struggling, first just reflect back what you hear, name the struggle, and then once they feel heard, they're usually a lot more receptive to getting advice, right? And how to do things differently. The last little nugget is forgiveness. Forgiveness is so powerful. Who is forgiveness really for? Is it for the person or, it's for yourself. It's the best thing you can do for yourself, right? So if you can let go of something by forgiving someone, then you're not carrying that pain anymore.
Yeah. I have one more question. So
yeah.
We were talking last week and we decided that I would go to a coffee meeting with this woman. And basically I would share that, hey, we're unbreakable. We are a team. Because her texts were not coming through as understanding that, right? So at much urging from Anna, I sent her a message saying that basically. And we have a coffee meeting tomorrow scheduled. How do we move forward from this or on this?
That's so funny. That is actually on my list here. It applies some of this specifically to this Jasmine situation, right? Well, you guys need to come up with that. Let's do it. Talk to each other. If you want, you can write down a bunch of ideas. Anna, I'm going to start with you. This is perfect.
Okay.
Because this has been deeply uncomfortable for you. So just close your eyes for a second. Conjure up that Jasmine woman, right? And the things that she did and the things that Aiden did and whatever. Just kind of go there for a minute. And tell me what's coming up for you in your body right now.
Just the same tightness in my chest and nausea feeling. Discomfort. I don't like to imagine them together.
Right.
I have a lot of fears about them even meeting for coffee. I'm like, it's going to be so passionate and they're going to fuck in the car without a condom and they're not going to tell me about it. He wants privacy with her. And I can't hear all the romantic and sexual banter that they're having together that he wants to have secretly with her and keep from me because I'll freak out if I know how close they really are. So this is the crazy making I'm doing about just a coffee.
Yeah, I understand. What would happen if you just said, I'm going to just trust him, trust right. us, and let them have that coffee date. And I'm going to trust him to represent us the way I have requested and come back to me and tell me what happened.
That sounds amazing. I love that. Right now, I need to rebuild trust because there were two things that I feel like the condom and then the texting for 3 days without me knowing. And I get it and I forgive and we're moved on, but that was still a breach in our trust to me. And so I feel like I'm trying to rebuild that. My biggest fear right now is that he has a secret relationship with this person, right?
Okay, great. So write down a list. Both of you can write down a list specific to this situation because you're still feeling that icky body stuff. Is it as strong as it was before when you think about her?
It's not. This has really helped.
Good.
And okay. This is kind of how I roll.
Can I chime in on the date though? It's not because I have some secret need or anything like that. It doesn't feel like freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with telling her, hey, and I set the boundary with the message I sent her, like, hey, we're a solid relationship. We're not going anywhere. This is just fun for us. And I want everyone involved to be transparent about this.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote back, said, yes, that's what we want too. And that's fine.
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. This is interesting territory, right? This is something that you want to
think about. I'd rather just not even do it. I'd rather just tell her goodbye, never see her again. Then have her worried all the time, worried that I'm not telling the truth, worried that I'm in another relationship. I mean, can I see this woman again when she's worried that I could have a passionate, loving relationship and she's scared of that? I mean, no. To me, I'm like, why am I even doing this? It was fun. It was great. Whatever. It's short. It's done. And, you know, she may come in super sexy and I would expect her to be like any other date might be, which is trying to impress me.
Okay. Okay. This is an important topic, right? This touches on trust and... It sounds like you both want to be able to trust each other and give each other some privacy. You want to feel secure and give each other that privacy, knowing that nothing is going to change between you. Is that the goal?
If he wants a more in-depth relationship where he does have privacy, let's talk about that. But for the 2 years that we have been open, I know he wants all the information.
Okay.
My request for that has changed a lot since we have built this trust.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this a lot. Information makes me feel safer for sure. That's how it's always been for me.
Mm-hmm.
And since her separate play 3-4 months ago, it has gotten progressively better. And I feel like we're at a different space in our relationship. And she's done all those things for sure. I think what's more important is how do we build up the trust where this isn't important to either one of us?
Yeah.
And like, she talks about like, okay, and then my stuff's private forever and you'll never see a thing. That's scary to me. Like, well, what is she going to hide? You know, like it's the same thing in reverse. And I get that. So that's an extreme, straight from an extreme to an extreme.
I don't mean to have an extreme. I think after you go to the coffee or whatever you choose to do, have a sit down discussion about what privacy looks like going forward in our separate dating. Are we going to continue separate dating?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, what does privacy look like? And we started coming up with a constitution that I see as like a living document of our values. And maybe we would just come up with like, okay, that's part of it. Like what level of intimacy and privacy are we okay with? And what is a betrayal? What isn't? And we can redefine that. Up until now, it's been total transparency. If that's not what we want anymore,
yeah,
it will definitely change things. So, yeah.
It sounds like it's not what you want anymore. Is that the case? after this.
I want to do whatever makes him feel safe in this relationship. I am not so attached to a relationship with another guy that I would refuse to
It's
die.
kind of the fun. I mean, once we get out of the threat mode of this, it's kind of fun. She shows me the text she got. We joke about it. What about this?
Good point.
It's not necessarily a negative thing.
Right. There's a difference between you have to do this and I'm going to check it afterwards to make sure you didn't say anything inappropriate to, ooh, show me the flirtation. It's,
Yeah,
I would love
that's a
to get to
difference.
that. That is the
That's not where
goal,
we are with
is
this
to
yet.
get it where we're like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's sexy. It's something, it's additive to our relationship. It's fun. We're having a shared adventure about it. That is 100% where I'd like to go with it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this also has to do with she doesn't trust this woman
Yeah.
for a lot of
I don't.
reasons. And because it was so sexual so fast in the text and the way it worked out at the party.
Is there a solution in there? Just an idea. Could you have a private meeting with her and then say, hey, Jasmine, would you text Anna and just tell her
I
that?
don't want her to have any inkling that there is a rift between us that involves her at all. I want the totally united front
Yeah.
from us to her. I thought about contacting her about both the condom and the text to let her know, like, hey, you need to use condoms with my husband. And number two, I am aware of your text, just so you know. That to me felt like a total betrayal of him and his relationship with her. And I didn't feel like that was my place. I felt like that was super controlling and weird. And I feel like this is his relationship to deal with. We have our relationship that we're handling. And so I definitely thought that through, and it just didn't feel, it felt icky to me, and I didn't think he would like it.
Okay, great. A couple of ideas. One thought I have is, do you think he will represent you guys in the best light when he's having that coffee date? Or
I
do you think,
do. No, I absolutely will.
and I understand why you want to just feel the security of knowing that he does represents you accurately, because you have all these stories that
Yeah.
he feels strongly about her, even though he's telling you that he doesn't.
I mean, I trust him to have a normal conversation with her however he wants. I assume it will be flirtatious, romantic, sexual. I'm already thinking that in my head. I've already seen the text.
But if you
Like,
believe that, then why not just let it happen?
if I meet with her, and we can put it to bed, and we can take this little ding into our relationship to the next step and hopefully repair
Amazing. Okay. Look at each other.
it. Do I have to? No, I'm kidding.
Okay. So, do you guys feel like you're at a peaceful place with this?
Too
Peaceful-ish.
soon.
Too soon. Okay. So,
No, honestly, I'm excited to get through this tomorrow and sit down with you and draft the Constitution and figure out whatever it is. I want to give you what you need. If you want privacy, I want to give you that. If you need all of my communications, I want to give you going forward. It doesn't have to be equal. I get it. You're right. It doesn't have to be equal.
good
I.
opportunity for you to practice that regulation. And you know you have that runaway train pattern, right? So just be aware. That's my pattern. My body's making me fight or flight. I'm aware of this, and I can choose to calm the body. I can choose to breathe into the sensations. I can choose alternative interpretations. I can choose to trust the bond. So this is a chance to practice all of that and then revisit that aspect of your relationship. And she has shown that she doesn't want to ask things, and she tries to have compersion and doesn't want to ruin your joy. And so she's made a lot of effort with her own discomfort to let you have freedom and fun, which are two of your values, right? I think you can get through this.
Okay.
You can do
Thank
this.
you.
Yeah.
I asked
Yeah.
about before how to move forward with this person.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important because that brought up a lot of stuff, right? Do you feel better with that, first of all, right now? Do you feel okay with this?
Yeah, it feels great. I'm kind of excited to sit down and reimagine what we want. I think we're at a point where we've had a bunch of experiences, and maybe the way we were doing things before isn't the way we want to do things going
You
forward.
can change this anytime.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
that's the whole point. And so I'm kind of excited to dive in together about that and see what we want.
Yeah, I love the idea of moving towards more trust and just testing that out. We both want to feel trusted. How are we going to move forward with this? Yeah, I think you guys are going to get through this. You're going to have the coffee, and I don't see this as a lingering thing for you guys.
Yeah,
I don't
I
think
don't
so.
think either of us does.
Yeah.
This was extremely helpful. I love how positive you were and how you just facilitated us focusing on all of the good things and the ways that we can support each other and how solution oriented. I found this session eminently more useful than any couples therapy I have ever done.
Same for me. Yeah.
Thank you.
We had our own couples therapist when we broke up, and
she was great.
It was nothing like this.
Nothing like this.
Just went deep, cut to the core immediately, and gave us some practical advice going forward.
I love tools and and activities
and lots of notes.
Yes, then I love all that.
We're hoping this leads to a lot of referrals for you. A lot of people listen to us, and they're at very similar stages that we're at, and they have the same issues, I'm sure. So thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
We really do.
Thank you, guys. Are you guys good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
You're good? Okay.
Yes.
No lingering. It's okay to feel like whatever you feel, obviously, but you feel like
we're all about improving.
I feel
this is what we want to do. It helps to talk with others. We do a lot of processing just because it's fun for us.
Yes.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
But you know how that is. I mean, you have a very communicative partner and a community relationship. You know how it is to feel that bond growing from doing these things. And we're just very happy we're both that way.
Yeah. I agree. I feel a ton better after this. I feel lighter. I feel less anxious. I feel more settled. Like better the communication. I feel like I understand you a lot better and where you're coming from. I feel more understood by you. And I feel like I can start to see what's on the other side of this, which is super exciting for me. Like the fun that you're talking about. I really want to get back to the fun.
Yeah.
That party, I'm telling you that Chloe, that party was the most fun I've ever had at a party ever, ever. And I was like all good with everything, his experience, whatever. Even when he was fucking her, I was like in a room. I had danced. I wasn't even thinking about it. I wasn't ruminating on it. It wasn't until the condom and then the text that I lost my fucking shit.
Yeah. Well, like I told her, it would have been one thing or another. That she's processing stuff ultimately.
Yeah, so stuff comes up.
But it was so much fun. And
it was fun.
We just had the best time. I want to get back to that feeling of just me dancing on the dance floor with abandon and he's having this amazing experience and it's not affecting me at all in the other room. Right. And I'm just like, awesome. You know,
your love is somewhere at the party. You're both having a great time. You feel free. Mm-hmm. By the way, everything I'm saying from here on out is like out of coach mode. This is like, so I might have a few more opinions. My opinion, my impression is that you guys have every reason to feel totally secure. I get the insecurity and the fight or flight and the whatever, but see if you can just let that go. As much as you can tell yourself to just relax that, this man is so in love with you. He wants you.
I know.
And his body can get it up for someone else. We're all animals and we're physically designed to want to fuck. And you guys have gone there, which is amazing. But the feelings and the devotion is for you.
100%.
I believe you.
Thank you for saying that. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for not making you feel believed. I love you.
Yeah. I totally believe in you guys. Your journey is going to evolve and shape into wonderful, amazing things. And you're going to laugh at like the... And
yeah, we did it the last time this happened.
Yeah, because it's all normal. It's a normal path. This is the ideal path. A couple that's so devoted, that's being brave and deprogramming and doing hard things.
Yeah.
But committed. You're not doing this to try and save the relationship or because you don't like fucking each other. You're doing this for all the right reasons. There are right reasons. So just trust that as much as you can. You know, the body, feel that ick. Don't resist the ick because it doesn't go away. Feel the ick, give it some love. Sounds hokey, but it's based in science. Like, ooh, the sensations. Just relax into those. Just relax your nervous system.
That was helpful. You were like, I can't remember how you said it, but have empathy for yourself. And yes. I think it was the should versus the could. Like, I'm really hard on myself.
Yes.
And that was just having, like, it's okay to feel this way and just normalize it a little bit and be a little nicer to myself about it.
Yeah.
And the amount of shame that it was just.
That's all like self-sabotage, right?
Why don't you tell everyone, you've done such an amazing job today, and I'm so happy we called. And that you made time for us today. It's amazing. And just thank you so much. Tell the great people listening here how you can help them. I think there are a lot of people out there who have similar issues.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going through something different, but it's painful for them. I think you've really laid out a lot of great techniques and methods for people to cope with these feelings that come up in this model that we're in. Tell them what they can expect from you and then how they can reach out to you.
Sure. I'm happy to help people at any stage in their journey. So I help people, whether they want to approach their partner about opening and they're terrified of that and ruining what they have, through to we've just started this, we have a lot of blind spots, we don't want to mess it up. How do we craft our new life and get alignment on the kind of key areas to, oh, we're doing it and it's really hard. There's jealousy, there's different expectations, breaches of trust. How do we get through this? So I help people with all the stages in their relationships. I focus on communication techniques, self-regulation, meaning making, reframing things because you're deprogramming. So how do you do that in a way that's true to goodness, right? You don't want to convince yourself that something's okay if it's not. What is okay and worth working towards, and what is maybe a problem that you guys need to figure out? People can reach me on my website, www.swoon.coach. I'm Chloe at swoon.coach on email. So yeah, just get in touch with me if anything's difficult that you need to get through, if you want to keep your partnership top priority. I offer this thing called positive intelligence. I think I told you about a year ago that it tackles all the ways that we do that to ourselves. There's like 10 patterns that are universals. Yeah, and I think one of yours is controlling, like a lot of just control to apply to yourself as well.
Self-control.
Yeah. And it's like you can relax that. If it's causing stress or shame or should, which is tied to guilt and whatever, just awareness of that and just love, just let you're wonderful. You're wonderful and you're being brave and doing
She
hard things. And your
is.
man loves you. And you guys keep going. You're doing great. You're gonna get there to wherever there is.
Wherever there is.
Then there'll be another there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
I wish you guys the best. Can't wait to hear what happens if you want to share, and good luck
Oh,
with it. You guys have
thank you
something really
so
special.
much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We
All
love you, Chloe.
right.
Love you
I love
guys. Keep
you.
me posted on everything. This is
Okay.
exciting.
We
We
will.
will. Thank you
We'll
so
you
much.
tell Michelle we love them and give those kids a hug.
I will. Great to see you.
Okay, you too. Thanks again.
Bye.